Okay, I'm going to open the Taney County Commission meeting June 8th, 2015 at 9:04 a.m. I'll call the meeting to order. Do we have any commission remarks? Monthly budget report. Well,
I think probably, though, I don't see that there was any questions or anything. I send that to you early. I hope you guys get a chance to look at that. I know there's a lot of things that you do have to look at, and appreciate you taking time to look at that sometimes. We look like we're in pretty good shape. We are down as far as GCR balance, but a lot of times this time of the year we are, and so we're not surprised at that. We know that we budgeted to spend more than what we are budgeting to bring in this year, and that may happen, but that's okay because we feel like that we're putting ourselves in a position that we'd be ready to go on into the future. So, you guys have any questions?
I do. As far as I looked that over, I've seen certain line items in our regular budget that we approve that are over in certain categories in the line item of the budget. I wondered how you address that, or do you address that at the end of the year, or how do you address that?
Danny, this is, I will prepare the budget, and I want to make sure you guys know about it, but as far as the budget itself, as long as it doesn't go over, I have no reason to address anything. Now, if there are line items that go over, there will be other line items that will be less. And, for instance, you guys have vehicles that you've coded out of the contingency fund. Appropriately, those should be probably coded out of whichever department they're going to be used for. And we haven't got money in those departments, but we do have money in the budget in the contingency fund. That would show the expense where it should be. If within a department, if they're just going one line or item over, I might say this line item is going to be over. Make sure hopefully you see that. But as long as the department itself is not going over, I don't see that that department has any problems. And we don't have any department except for coroner's budget that is even close to that right now. They're all well within their reason.
I would like for you to, Rick, to bring either us, put a sticky on something that's turned into us, because you look and see if there's money in that budget that amount. If there's a line item that's over and this commission is responsible for approving it, we need to at least
be aware of it.
Noted on there.
Danny, I try to put that in the notes of the purchase order. And maybe I need to make it bold or something. I don't know if we can do that. One item you may have seen this time, I think that the public administrator's bond is going to be way over what we budgeted in that. That is by the court order, so, I mean, we're going to have to pay that. I don't know if her entire budget will go over or not. It probably won't, because the bond is a small amount of the thing. If she's cautious, she probably can still stay within her budget as far as the department goes.
Those type of things are the things that I would like to have. A note is fine, but on it, just like you've been doing.
Okay.
But we need something probably more.
I'll try to remember to
stand out type. Different offices with legal services, professional services, things like that. I'd just like to know when we approve something that we have a sticker on there saying that the line item is over.
I'll try to figure some way to do that, and I'll try to send an email to you when I see something's going to go over, so you'll know even before it gets to that point, if we can. I'll try to do that.
That's the only thing that I had to.
Anybody else?
I went through and started looking at some of the percentages of different offices, I mean, all the road and bridge, everybody's. Are there any that are kind of, because we're about midway?
Brandon, the last page on that, the bigger sheet that I send you, I think, it shows the departments in general county revenue, and it shows the remainder of their budget. I think the only one that I noticed that was even close to on the wrong side of percentage left was coroner's budget, I believe.
Okay.
I'm giving
you
that.
The last page is the was 180 pages.
Can I come around and show you?
Yeah.
Brandon, in that discussion, we're halfway, but a lot of the bills don't come in for the large amounts until later in the year.
Right.
When you open it up, I send you an Excel spreadsheet. Is that what? That's not what you get open as.
Well, kind of. So here's the. That's when I start. I just go through the different departments.
In the Excel spreadsheet, the very last sheet says sheet one, and it shows the department, shows the percentage that they have left in their budget and stuff.
Okay.
But you are in the non-GCR, so it's the other one.
Right.
Whatever the other email I sent you will have that what I was talking about. Okay.
So there's all the other, like 103, mm-hmm. 102. So I just kind of started going through and just looking at all the different. So like we have 57%. Remaining in the salary expense.
Mm-hmm.
But on some of them, let's see here, it says 100% remaining, but is that because it wasn't taken out?
It's not taken out of this line, it's taken out of the other line.
So then, okay.
That line, it allows you to budget and not show each individual salary.
But then that percentage is not down here, so I need to do the math and figure out what that one actually is. Okay.
And
so the report doesn't show. They don't have 100% left.
No. That is with that line right there. That's what that is. And if you want me to pull those all down to totals, we can do that. When you got it in a different format, no, I don't know how you got it into that. So
I just opened the file.
Did you?
I don't either.
Sometime come in and we'll work with figure out how to open it. So if you got the tabs at the bottom of your budget sheet, I think you'd probably prefer that, wouldn't you?
Oh, I don't.
If you do, come in and we'll figure it out.
But does that mean that office has already used $74,000 worth of payroll and they only got $128,000 for the year?
If that's the total down there, yes.
Okay. I just think in the middle of the year, quarterly, it'd even be better to kind of know, okay, where each.
Yeah, and it's really easy to see in the spreadsheet that I have up there, so you need to come in when we need to figure out how to open that so you can look at that, because I think I know what you want to look at.
I'm just opening it straight out of the email. I can actually save it and open it.
Okay.
But there's no offices that.
Like I say, the department that I think was over
50%.
Well,
the coroner's,
total.
We knew that. Because we didn't know how many.
I don't know. You had no clue about how many cases you're going to have to deal with. I don't know that there's anything can be done about that. You'd have to look at the statutes and see. There may be some of those cases he doesn't have to take or that he doesn't have to go, but I that's something you'd have to ask him or talk to him about.
I've got it pulled up now with the different tabs.
Look. Go to the last tab and you'll see what I'm talking about, I think.
There's an account code, sheet one.
Sheet one, that's
second
the one you want to look
tab.
At.
Okay.
And there's a column that says percent of budget left, which makes, I think that's what you're really looking at.
Okay. So all of them should be in that 50% range.
We're at the 1st of June, so really they should be a little under 50% because, you know, at the end of June, if they were on a time schedule, it would be
50%. Right. There's one that's at 40%. That is.
And that's, I think probably if you figure it out, it should be 43% right now. I think something
like
that.
And that's the corner.
Sure.
And there's one at 45%. Okay. Everything else looks pretty good. Like 74% remaining, 60% remaining, 70% remaining.
Anybody else have a question? Guys, like I said, thanks for taking time to look at it. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Accounts payable.
Danny, did you have a question on one of them?
I'm sorry. I meant approval of previous minutes. I jumped ahead.
Move to approve regular meeting minutes dated June 1st, 2015.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we can go to accounts payable.
I had a question on one of the bills that was in there. I don't know how to address it. I haven't had a chance to visit with the department. It has to do with the assessor's office. I seen where there was a personal check out of from the assessor's office to pay for something out of an account for postage. I don't ever remember us doing that kind of thing before. Maybe we have, and that's just let it slip my mind, but I didn't know.
We talked about it last week and didn't approve it last week. And since then, because they didn't have all the information with it, it just had, I don't even know what this original statement plan, but there was nothing on this paper showed as to what it was or why it was or anything. So that's kind of why I felt like, no, it's not common practice for us to allow anybody to pay for something, especially $3,200, and then turn around and get reimbursed. But then after the meeting, I talked with Chuck and some, anyways, and they found out that, what was, and somebody might,
they can't use credit cards.
I say, yeah, they can't use credit cards and had to be done right then. So I think things are put in place now to where we won't do this in the future, but he had to have it done by that time. What? And I wish Chuck was in here.
He's here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chuck. I didn't see you. Yeah. So I don't think there was anything. Anyways, since then, we've got copies of the receipt and the check as to what it was used for and why. And am I saying all that right, Chuck? So I don't have a problem with it now. Danny, I did last week just because there wasn't enough in here to know exactly what it was.
Just a little note, normally that is a large purchase, and not very many of us elected officials would be willing to stick that much out there and be willing to expect to get reimbursed. But it is a normal
practice. You got a lot of faith in us, Chuck.
It is a normal practice for us to allow people to make small purchases and get reimbursed. So it's a practice that we normally do, but usually not that much, and there wasn't as good a documentation for it. I think it was a time thing.
But we've got the documentation now. I don't have a problem with it, just so you know. And I know I wouldn't. Go ahead.
Just when I ran onto it this morning, I thought it was unusual. I thought I'd better ask a question about it. I hadn't had a chance to visit with Don. I actually called Joanna, visited with a little bit with her. Thought it was an unusual.
Yeah, I to be
honest
with you.
So I just was. That's the reason I questioned it. I think it's my job to question it.
I do too.
And
well, what stuck out was the amount, $3,200. You know, that was the. But you say there's smaller ones that go through.
Normally, those if somebody goes to a meeting or something, a lot of times they pay for something, get reimbursed. So it is a common practice for us. I didn't want that's it's not something that we don't see.
But it's normally $100, $80, $60. I mean, it's not so a.
That's exactly my point.
I'd like to speak to it if I could. Be all right.
Sure.
what that was is for postage, and I gave the receipt. I'm sorry if it didn't get to you last week. And I got the canceled check for you. I knew somebody had interest in that, and I think that's a good idea. And I've got one filed in my file as well under reimbursements.
Well, the check didn't have a receipt. We didn't have anything.
Well, I apologize.
That was presented, and I don't know.
I don't know what happened,
whenever it was brought to us in this box. So that was our only concern. But go ahead.
Yeah, I would be too.
But I appreciate you giving the canceled check.
If I could, real briefly, the issue is the post office has a new mail-in service as of, I don't know, 6 months ago or something that we've taken advantage of. It's a much lower rate, but we don't know what the bill is going to be until we are ready to mail nearly. And so we don't have time to go through the process. So to keep from asking for an emergency and putting everybody through that issue, I wrote the check, and because I did trust that I'd get my money back in about a week. So that's what that's all about. It's just the timing issue because, again, when we get the number that we need to send, we're ready to send them there within just a day or two, so we don't have a number. I'm sending another batch of increases. This is for the impact notices for the increase on the ag land, all that I mentioned to you. I've got another batch going about twice that size this week, and so I'm going to be up against the same situation, and I would ask you to consider if you would approve an amount of twice that today so that I won't have to do that. Because, again, that's coming this week. I'm going to have to do the same thing again unless you could approve an amount ahead of time.
I wouldn't want to do that. I think the best way to handle that is for you to present a bill and we could have a phone conference meeting set up.
So we can do an emergency meeting or that next day, if that's okay, if that will work, Chuck.
I just want to make it easy on everybody as I could.
Right. My question is, and I don't know the answer, post office is obviously sole source, so it's not like, it's over the $4,500. So do we have to have any documentation in place to show, Mr. Erickson, do we have to have any documentation in place to say, hey, it's over $4,500, but this is why, and so on and so forth, or can we just, hey, we got a bill from the post office, and here it is? Post office to send out mailing. But do we have to? Is there any paperwork that needs to be done or put in place beforehand? Okay.
If I could, we have an office credit card.
The issue was, the post office wouldn't allow them to use the credit card.
That was my first question. Was
sorry. Because we dealt with it last week, because that was the first thing I think I asked Joanna was, can we raise his limit or what needs to be done? And that's whenever I found out that the post office wouldn't take it because it is such a lower rate. Is that right, Chuck? They'll take it normally, but
I don't know why they don't.
They hadn't taken our credit card for quite a while.
Okay. Okay.
We have a business account there in my office for absentees, and we put money in there, like we put $1,000 in there, and then as our absentees come back in, they take it off, and then we fill it up again. We do that every time we have an election. So that might
work.
Be something.
That might work, except I don't think we get this cheap rate.
Okay.
I think it has something, I'm being told, it has something to do with a specific permit that you have or something. So we looked at all that, I think, Danny. And I think Chuck's, he had to do what he had to do. And I didn't like it. I'm sure you didn't like writing a check for that. But
no.
And I'm sure you want your money back.
Yeah, I would like
to. Okay, that's what, because of the bulk rate.
Okay.
But then I guess the question is, how do we handle it in the future?
Well, the only way that I'll handle or place a vote on it is for it to be through an emergency meeting with a proper bill turned in, and we have an emergency meeting. I won't verify that we put $6,400 in account for him to use. I mean, that's just not the way that I think we should do business. I don't have any problem with what's going to take, but it should be a designated dollar amount.
I'm saying for postage. I'm not saying
right. No, I understand.
Only to the post office.
Do you?
I don't know how you guys will handle it because you got AP and payroll under you now. When AP was in my office, what we would do is do an emergency check.
Yeah, and we can just vote on it.
And information, and you can do emergency check. You can do that like that. Mm-hmm. So, and there are, that's what that was for. So you may want to have some sort of policy how you take care of that. I don't think that would be a problem at all.
Bill, will that work for you, Chuck?
Yeah.
Can you?
I just wanted to make it easy on Rick, Don, whoever was doing it. Years past, you know, we didn't like to do emergency things, so I just figured.
Well, can you
for a week? Not a big deal.
I'm assuming you can get the invoice.
Yep.
We can do the check. You can take the check.
If y'all are willing to do it, that's grand.
It's just a phone call, so I don't have a problem with that.
Good by me.
I just want to make sure that'll work for you, to where you're not having to delay it.
No.
Okay.
That's the way I'd rather handle this all. I would have handled it that way if I hadn't been gone, but that's the way I'd like to handle it then and in the future. But
so do you have any other?
No.
Move to approve checks numbers 344350 and 344476 through 344553, warrants 6252 through 6254, warrants 6258 through 6259. And there are no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. April and May personal property add-on report.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
What I've got for you today is just the add-on reports. These are personal property items that have been added onto people's bills. Like they bought a new vehicle or something like that, and they had to have it added on to their personal property reports. And it's for the month of April and the month of May.
Those are, how have we handled that in the past? The same way?
This here's how it's been since I've gotten here back in 2013. Because in order for people to get their plates on the vehicles or something, they need to have it on their personal property right then. If they have to wait for it, they can't get their plates for another 2 weeks, roughly. Because it takes about 2 weeks to go through the system. So we do a monthly roll-up, and they're pre-approved for that.
So that before they can get their license on a brand-new vehicle, they have to have the personal property paid on everything else?
Yes.
Now, on the... Some of them have like wrong vehicle year. Is that an add-on or is that a? That be a refund or an abatement?
This report that we do monthly for you. These are personal property bills that have not been paid.
Right.
Where the taxpayer has come over to the assessor's office and informed that they had wrong information on their bill. Either it's the wrong year or the wrong vehicle type. So the assessor's office does, basically it's called an add-on, but the way our program works, it just replaces the old bill. And so immediately, as soon as they do it in the computer, it shows up in the collector's office. They can walk across the hall and pay for it. The only time we bring anything to you guys to approve is if it's already been paid. So then you're doing a refund. These are items that, according to law, the assessor can adjust for errors in his system, whether it's an error that he's made or an error that the taxpayer's made, as long as it's not been paid. And we've discussed this before. We bring these reports to you monthly because the audit said that we needed to.
I You want to make that Exhibit A?
Sure.
Is there two pages there with it, Leslie?
There's two pages for a month of April and one page for a month of May.
Danny, do you want to do it all in one, or do you want to separate it out by month?
We better to separate it out by month, and that way it can show approval if she brings these on a monthly basis.
So move to approve Exhibit A, dated 6-8-2015.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We haven't done it yet. We haven't done April or May yet. That was just April.
Okay, Exhibit B.
Move to approve Exhibit B with dated 6-8-2015.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. That's all I have for you today.
Thank you, guys.
Financial services agreement. Come on up.
Okay. Just have your seat there anywhere.
All right. Jack Dillingham with Piper Jaffray. Appreciate you all putting this on the agenda, giving consideration this morning for us to move forward with refinancing of the 2006 COPs of the county for the Jalen Judicial Center. I'll proceed in discussion however you like, whether we're just talking about getting the agreement in place or reviewing savings or whatever you all would like in conjunction with this topic on the agenda.
Well, the agreement is for your services. Yes, sir. It's posted, it's not actually for a lot of discussion otherwise.
That's why I prefaced it that way.
Right.
I thought it was an action item for the agreement,
right.
Not necessarily developing the final plan of finance or schedule, et cetera.
Right.
So I'll be glad to answer any questions related to the agreement. I have three copies that are blank with respect to the date and my signature, so you could have genuine live signatures if action is taken, but I'll be glad to answer any questions related to the agreement.
Well, counsel is suggesting that we sign on behalf of the commission forwarded to you and then have him write a letter just with our decision to accept your offer, but then it's our desire to use a more formal contract. So the contract that you have,
okay.
I don't know that our counsel is wanting a little more formal.
That's fine. I'm trying to keep the ball
right.
Moving.
So I'm just trying to. I think our intent is to move forward. We just need to figure out how to move forward to go with council's wishes. And
well, we need to make a motion to approve however it's listed on there. It's Jack Dillingham with.
That's a financial advisory services agreement between Taney County, Missouri, and Piper Jaffray.
That would be.
But we're not using his contract.
Right.
But I guess we need to let you know our intent is to do it.
Yeah, I think if you all vote on it to move forward, that.
That's my motion, Stacy.
Go ahead, Danny. What was it?
Say that one more time, please.
To approve the financial services agreement with and between Taney County and Piper Jaffray.
Second.
Well, I wasn't finished yet.
Okay, I'm sorry. I rescind my second.
This doesn't, as you've stated, this doesn't pertain to the contract. It pertains to you moving forward on the agreement, and the contract will be presented to our legal counsel and for us to approve later.
Hold on one second, Nikki's.
That's kind of long, but that's the way we... And Jack, you find that agreeable with what?
Yeah, I'm certainly willing to move forward on that basis, absolutely.
Yeah. Because there may be, and this is a time-sensitive situation, there may be an adjustment on the rates at any time, or there could be when the contract is in our hand for a certain amount, then we can approve that. But right now we're
Danny. I'm sorry. Don't mean to interrupt you. Actually, I do mean to interrupt you. Frank's already taken care of, course.
Okay.
He references the letter that you sent us in here, in this. So you just need to make that motion right there. So we're happy if you want to send your other one or whatever you want to do. Or amend your motion to say that. I didn't know Frank sent that. I didn't know he already taken care of it.
Okay. I'll rescind that other motion then. It wasn't voted on. So.
Sure.
Motion to approve the contract for professional services, bond financing, advisory services from Piper Jeffrey and Company.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Do you have any questions on?
No, I don't have any questions on that. I think it is time sensitive. I think it is imperative that we keep moving forward. I don't know. I realize that this is not the point for a discussion about the plan of finance, but I do want to take this opportunity to visit with you all about how we might schedule a time for us to have more of a, I guess you'd say, a work session to discuss this with the appropriate parties involved with the county.
You just need to get with Shannon, have her talk to all of us individually.
Okay.
I mean, we can't really. I guess you could at 10 o'clock during daily staff review and agenda requests.
Excuse me?
During agenda requests, you could talk to us. Okay. All. Because then it's agendized that way.
All right, then. But I think that's the point, is to get moving forward. We need to kind of finalize some specifics with respect to how we want to proceed with the refunding plan.
And just so you know, the contract that we've just voted on, mm-hmm. It doesn't vary the terms at all. It just expands on them. So there's no changes other than just expanding on what's
all right
there.
Thank you very much.
University of Missouri Extension Update.
Good morning.
Good
morning. Thank you for having us here to do our update. Well, basically, we've been busy, as always. I'll start with our 4-H youth development report. And we had Achievement Day, 4-H Achievement Day on May 30th, and it went very well. Willa was very happy with that. We also now, and I actually brought the information so I could tell you, Willa is putting out a Taney County Facebook page for 4-H, which is facebook.com/TaneyMO4H. She also has a Twitter account and is doing a newsletter. So 4-H is pretty busy right now. Next report is for Colin Hill, and I brought Colin today to introduce him. Colin is our new agronomy intern. Colin is a graduate student at MSU and working in our office this year, or this summer, full-time, and then after school starts again, 20 hours a week, so I'll let Colin say something if he would like.
Well, like she said, I'm a graduate student at Missouri State, and I'm working with extension as part of my assistantship for my graduate program, and I'm just, you know, I'd like to thank you all. I'm blessed to have the opportunity to be here in the county.
Thank you. Moving on to the business development specialist report, I did want to mention that Wednesday this week, June 10th, the Power of Email Marketing for Your Business is a program that Crystal is doing with the Ozark Chamber of Commerce. Anybody can go to that, of course. And the other thing that I really wanted to mention to do with business training, the parliamentary procedure training for board and commission members is also Wednesday, June 10th at 6 p.m. Is it this meeting room? The County Commission office. So we want to encourage folks to come to that. On my report, I wanted to, first of all, thank all of you, commissioners, for coming to the Taney County Vita Volunteer Recognition Lunch that we had. It's really great for the volunteers to see that you all appreciate what they do as well. So that was wonderful. Interestingly, I did an estate planning class the end of May in Branson. And just a couple of the things that folks said from that they would, action steps that they would take. They were interested in learning how to minimize the amount of taxes that would be owed, so estate taxes, death taxes, that type of thing, to make decisions themselves about how their personal property is distributed and distribute their estate according to their wishes rather than having the state take over and do it in case they didn't have a plan. And also to help plan so that their families would not have disputes when they passed away. And then the next report is from Barb Beck, our Family Nutrition Education Associate. And just a few things I'll mention on it. Barb is continuing lessons with Tantone, Combs, Dorgan, and Weaver apartment groups. And also continuing lessons with parents as teachers. She's beginning summer school lessons in Taneyville, Bradleyville, and Forsyth, and then continuing lessons with the Forsyth Senior Center also. And the last one is Jim Worth, our human development specialist. And Jim is teaching classes in adult life challenges and fatherhood, English for non-English speakers, and Every Child Counts. He presented 16 programs for 170 attendees last month. That does include Taney, Greene, and Jasper counties, where Jim taught. Any questions or comments?
I wish Ms. Beck would be more active and do more things.
You're right, Brandon.
Golly, I don't know how she does it.
That's the truth.
As I've mentioned before, we appreciate the fact that we receive the benefit of all the professional people that are coming through us to us through the extension office. It is as Brandon said, we can see that they're energized and happy to be down here and willing to work. And so that's...
Well, something else I think is great is, I was on the radio last week and there were some questions about, you know, Eastern, Western, different things. Anyways, the point is, somebody from Ridgedale, and I just read it from the report from Barbara, somebody from Ridgedale donated tomato plants for her to use classes in Taneyville, or was it Taneyville, Forsyth, and Taneyville, Bradleyville, and Forsyth. So I think it's just great. The entire county, you know, that's just just goes to show that we're not Eastern Western. It's Taney County, and I think that's great that everybody's involved. It's not just over here. It's not just over there. Same thing with the 4-H. I mean, the 4-H programs, there's quite a few of those, and the leaders and the volunteers do a great job with that. So it's good to be a part of.
Thank you.
Thank you.
BOE discussion, possible appointment. Did you see the applicants?
Are you about that ready?
With the new tax statements that are being. And we've already had part of this discussion this morning of the number that are going out. I think there should be an extension of the date, which closes at June the 15th. And I would recommend the recommendation that we extend that either to the 25th or to the 1st, right up to the 1st of July, whichever one you think would be the best. Is there any complication with the assessor's office and the clerk if we move it to the 25th? Or would that give you some free time there before we start in on the meetings?
I'd rather have it all the way to July 1st if we could, just because we don't actually receive the tax book until July 1st. So if a taxpayer calls in, I can't check what the closed book value is.
Okay.
If that's okay, if you prefer not, we can adjust either way.
I'm going to make a motion that we extend it to.
I have one question.
All right.
Who extends it, the BOE board or the commission?
It really, I believe, should be the Board of Equalization.
So we can't extend it?
We haven't been sworn in to that position yet. You're right about that.
Would you make a vote of support for that for the BOE, since you all, I assume you all will be.
I mean, we can do that. That's just a. I see what you're trying to do, Chuck.
That way I could tell our taxpayers.
That there is a vote of support. Because the BOE, I think, is the one that needs to actually extend the deadline. Not the commission.
The way we should have posted this would have been to put it on there that we would have been sworn in today, because those other individuals come in and are sworn in at different times also, and we could have made a motion to extend that then.
Well, the problem is that the statutes are not aligned. When SB 711 was created, that put our lines, our date timelines out of sync for first-class counties. Right. It works for second- and third-class counties, but for first-class counties, the tax book doesn't turn over to me until July 1st, but the last day that we can receive an appointment, as you said, is in June. So we don't even have the totals. We can't even tell somebody, this is what your assessed valuation is. And so it's been a problem, and the recommendation from the State Tax Commission has been that for first-class counties that the Board of Equalization extend that deadline.
When is the first time that the Board of Equalization can actually meet?
First Monday in July.
But do we have to wait for then until to extend the? How do we extend?
I would recommend that you wait until the first Monday in July. And what we can tell people when they call in is that officially this is the deadline. However, we have heard from the Taney County Commission, and they're suggesting, or they're in support of extending it, and it may be extended, but I can't set an appointment until they actually meet in July. The thing that it's going to cause for you is I only have 15 appeals at this time. So during that first week of July, I can put those 15 on, but until you extend, I can't.
Did the state set the June 15th date, or did we set it?
As a state.
State.
Donna, is there not a way they can meet as a BOE, call a BOE meeting?
There are some statutes that says the Board of Equalization can meet monthly.
Why don't we just let Nikki get Frank on it, and that way we're covered. I think we all have the same intent.
I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Right. I think we all have the same intent, is to extend the deadline for people to come and to the BOE. And that's everybody's intent.
But
so why don't we have Frank tell us how we can do it.
It would be nice if when we're in BOE meeting that the board agreed to extend it for so many years unless the board meets and changes it. Then we don't have to bring it up every year.
Well, it's another one of those squirrely afterthoughts that lays within. If you can't be, we want to extend it for the taxpayers, and you have to be in session, and those numbers, that 15-day period, actually it's 16 days, but 16 days before you can actually, for the public to know that we have an extended deadline that's already passed.
I understand.
It doesn't make any sense. So,
this is one of those things where the statutes don't align.
Right. Can you not go ahead and take the applications and then just not present them to us?
Yeah, we are accepting. That's what I'm saying. We can accept.
But even after the 15th, you can still accept applications.
I have brought applications to the Board of Equalization even after
we did that last year.
Passed,
yeah.
So,
but.
But
those,
I haven't set an appointment until the board agrees to allow me to set an appointment. Yeah.
I think we probably just need to let Frank get involved. To tell us how we need to move forward.
Yeah, the law is not aligned, and they still have not corrected the law. Okay?
Thanks, Scott.
Okay.
Did you have a possible appointment you were going to talk about today?
Well, we only had two. I would rather wait. If we're going to have to do some of this other stuff at a later date, I would rather wait and make that appointment later.
That's fine by me.
Because we need to get his or her information and get them some information since they missed the training meeting. We need at least give them a copy of the training notes to go over.
KPM CPA's agreement, letter of representation.
No, intergovernmental agreement regarding housing of Webster County inmates.
Yeah, Jimmy, come forward there.
The intergovernmental agreement regarding housing of Webster County inmates. Okay.
Morning. Do you all have a copy of the agreement?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've read it.
Basically, it's a housing agreement for us. Webster County, they're over capacity in their jail, looking for places to house inmates, and we're working with them trying to give them a place to bring inmates to. Frank has gone over this with me, and we've done corrections back and forth and ready for final approval on.
I'm fine with it. If we can just leave it off the top of it there, what we need to do for further. They're in the process of building a new judicial facility in jail, aren't they?
Yeah, they're just in the beginning stages.
Yeah.
Move to approve the intergovernmental agreement regarding the housing of Webster County inmates.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I guess you all send this on up to Webster County then?
Yeah, we'll take care of it.
Okay.
Is the dollar amount, is that pretty much, because I can't remember what the other ones were.
Yeah.
Same.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
KPM CPAs agreements.
This agreement is for the audit recommendations that they send to us. I think we only have to put this out for bid every 3 years, if I'm thinking right on this one. And we went out for bid, what, 2 years ago?
Last year, I think.
Would have been last year. But anyway, so I want to make a motion that we go ahead and approve this agreement, this letter of representation between Taney County and KPM CPAs.
Rick, did you have anything? Was everything in here? Did you read it? Is there any questions that you have as far as accuracy? Or? I see you signed it, so I just want to make sure that as far as any of the significance or the accuracy of anything in there, you're okay with. Did you make that motion?
Yeah, we're
second. Making motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. What do you know what this is? TIF payment to the city of Branson.
After talking with Frank individually, I don't know if you guys have or not. Danny, you were part of it. When was the last time that it all came up? 4 years ago?
And there's discussion on whether on the, we could or couldn't or should or
right.
Shouldn't.
Right. And Frank gave me the reasons as to why he felt it was the same thing he said then. So I don't know that it's smart to pursue. Nobody's going to win if we keep on fighting it, I guess, is kind of what the conclusion I came to from him. I don't know that anybody's moved forward with the
opinions
or anything, so I would go ahead and move to keep it as is and pay how it's always been paid. And
I would ask one question on that. What has the last monies, because we've discussed this several times, but the last monies that were paid, were the last monies paid as always?
No.
We withheld.
That was the direction that we got from the commission was to...
To withhold?
Withhold.
Okay.
From what I understand, we'd be giving away $25,000 a year if we go back to the way we had been doing it before. I'm kind of disappointed that the commission didn't ask us to go out and get an attorney general's opinion.
That could take years. And again, our attorney, which is another opinion, because an attorney general is just an attorney. So our attorney's opinion, to me, was pretty much just it needs to stay as is.
Except an attorney and it was the general same. Opinion is generally more than one attorney. It's several attorneys.
Donna, I'm not going to argue this with you.
Brandon, information that you may not have, may not be aware of, I don't know whether Frank was aware of it or not, but we are the only county in the state that does not withhold that, or that was not withholding that at the time. Every other county withholds
that. Bonds is behind it. I think there's other issues, the other factors that have to be taken in, and financially in the long run is probably going to cost us more to fight it.
Brandon,
than it is just to pay it.
I don't. And again,
and you can look at other lawsuits. It's one of those things where it's a lose-lose. So we have to figure out what's going to be the best solution for the tax dollars here. And again, we have a motion. If they don't want to do it, we don't have to do it.
I just want you to be informed that was, and I will say also that I would say that we would not be fighting it. We're doing what the norm is. It would be Branson fighting it. So, I mean, I agree there is.
Which is going to, in turn, cost the taxpayers in Branson money and the county money.
If they decide to do that.
It's still
going right.
to cost us money.
4 years is $100,000. How many years do we have out on this test? 50 years?
That I don't know
so
the answer.
So 4 years.
Okay, Donna. There's a motion right here. So if you guys want to.
If. I've got a few
Why was it done this way 3 or 4 years ago?
It was off of an attorney's opinion.
Okay.
So.
And that attorney's opinion has not changed.
And we have other attorney opinions from other counties. That's right.
But they don't know all. Okay.
Let me
same
ask you.
Tax laws.
What?
But it's different situations.
The funds that we withheld. I get back to my question. To start off with the funds that have been withheld. Where are they? An escrow account? Or where are
no,
they?
No, sir. They're just in our regular general fund of revenue. Just a matter of dispersing it, if that's what you decide to do.
So the funds would be distributed?
From the same account lines that we take the TIF payments from now.
And the GCR?
Yes. I realize Brandon is clearly in support of this.
I just want to say there's other issues that nobody has, that nobody looks at. There's other things going
well,
on, Donna.
I mean, other counties have bonds.
I understand that, but there's other issues, there's other things.
Can
and
you
so in
share
a,
that?
It's, there are things, it's going to end up costing the county, in my opinion. Now, I could be wrong, but it's going to end up costing the county and the city, which is all Taney County, it's all citizens. It's going to end up costing the citizens more in the long run than it is if we just continue the payments like it is.
And do we know that the city of Branson is going to sue us, or
no,
do we know that
no,
going
we don't.
To accept what
no,
is
No, we
the
don't. And I have not talked to them about it, so this
Even
is in no
Carl
way,
Garrett
shape, or form.
Agrees that this
okay.
is the... He doesn't understand why it was done this way.
I don't know, Donna.
But that's what okay. I'm saying, Brandon. We're going on a I don't know...
No, we're going on information from an attorney that gave us the opinion however many years ago and still has the same thoughts.
And
that's
other
what
I'm attorneys throughout the state.
And they don't work for us and they don't understand. They're not involved in it, Donna. You keep on throwing other attorneys. You know, you guys use what you want to use when it benefits you. If it yes, if
the, for you, Brandon. I can say the exact same
how?
Thing. That's not
okay.
what I'm doing.
Donna.
I called each one independently.
Danny, there's a motion. If you don't want to second it, that's fine.
No, I...
Or if you have any other questions.
The reason I asked about that, Brandon, was I didn't know if the money was being held in an escrow account or
it's
if
not.
There was an agreement to research so that the city would feel as if, until there was an opinion given, that we not pay the money, but it'd be held in an escrow account until we had a decision.
We talked about that last time, but I think everybody was in agreement that I don't think there was any concern.
I would request that the commission agree to go out and ask for an attorney general's opinion. All it's going to do is we'll still have the money in GCR to pay it if we have to pay it, but at least go out and get an attorney general's opinion, which is multiple opinions. And we have gotten one in less than a year in the past. So I don't think the timing is an issue. And this is going to affect every county in the state of Missouri.
The attorney, the opinion.
Attorney opinion, yes, it will affect every county in the state of Missouri. This is not just a Taney County issue. And there are other counties who are concerned that I have been emailing back and forth on this. So... somebody needs to go out and get an attorney's opinion or get I forgot the name of it, when you go before a judge and the judge determines what the final result is.
Or we get sued.
Declaratory judgment.
Or we get sued, spend $500,000, and find out then.
I don't think we've ever spent $500,000.
What'd the lawsuit on the assessor's deal cost the county? And I'm not trying to bring that up as a... Do you remember?
I mean, Brandon, you're talking about...
I asked a question, Donna. I'm asking a question. I understand that. But you have to... If you put yourself in our position, you have to think of everything. You can't just think of one... You can't focus on this and not worry about what happens in the future.
And I am. Because no, I'm you're thinking not. 50 years at $25,000 a year. That's a lot of money
I understand
that we could be throwing away that we might not have to do if we go out and get an attorney general's opinion or a declaratory judgment. I think it's at least worth that much effort.
Do we have a second?
It was... No, we don't. Okay. If what my statement is if we would take and we've paid this in the past off of an attorney's opinion, and it's been discussed and it's been hashed over
we paid
and
in
over.
The beginning off of the original agreement, from what I understand. And then off of an attorney's opinion, and it came up again as to them not as to individuals not wanting to pay it, right?
Well, the whole thing of it is there have been more TIFs over the statewide that have involved more commissions and more opinions and things since we first did that. I mean, at the very first of it, there was only a few counties that were in the discussion about this. It's been talked about at the state level, at the county commissions, MAC conferences, and all that
kind of
stuff.
County clerks meeting, assessors meetings.
It's been hashed over and over again. If those opinions that they have been something to... I guess to get around what you said, Brandon, I think that it's not worth it if we get sued. But I think that they would end up maybe suing us because they've got some attorney on retainer.
And I don't know. I really don't know the answer.
You know, I don't.
I have not talked to them. At
this
all,
is
so
a.
It's not
this
a,
is a.
I mean, there's not many threats. I mean, there's not many communication other than what was in here with all of us.
Right, and if you are really that concerned, you can go and ask for a declaratory judgment, and that cuts a lawsuit off before it begins.
Well, we've wore this thing out. I'm going to ask that it be placed back on the agenda next week.
I'm going to be out of town next week. I'd respectfully request that you wait until I get back in town. And I would, since we have it open as a discussion, it would be nice if we could get a motion to ask Jeff Merrill to get us an attorney general's opinion. At least start there, unless you're willing to ask for a declaratory judgment, which I think that would be more defining, and it would help all counties throughout the state. It would be minimal cost, and I think financially it would be worth it to know it. I hate to think that we're throwing money away if we don't have to. If we do have to, Brandon is correct, and we could be in trouble, then so we have to pay it. But isn't it worth it to go out and spend a little money on attorneys to get a declaratory judgment to find out for sure? That's going to help all the counties throughout the entire state.
Well... To address your other question, it doesn't make any difference if you're here to make your case. I know how you feel about it. There's nothing to... what I'm saying is there's nothing you can say that's going to influence my judgment at that point. Once I give if I have a week to consider this and make some phone calls, it's not that. I'm just going to ask that it be put back on the agenda. When is the date payment due?
We haven't got anything from the city lately. We just got the TIF, or the sales tax money is in, but we haven't got our normal email. It usually takes about a week once we receive the email from the city, and we haven't received the email yet.
And when we get to agenda request, I'm going to ask to be put on there next week. And I'm going to make a few more phone calls. Like I said, over the years, I've wore this thing out. And
Would you mind checking with Pat Keck to see what it costs us to get a declaratory judgment? That would be nice to know.
I'll visit with them about two or three different things.
Thank you.
Okay, next on the agenda, purchase labor agreement with Mount Branson Electrical Needs.
Was that a contract? Did you? Did they have bids on that? Is that
yeah,
what you?
That's a contract subsequent to the award that we made last week. And I think you all should already have the information from Frank. We're just here if there's any questions on it, so we can get the work started on the Mount Branson Electrical Work.
And you opened the bids on it last week, and you come to a conclusion who was
right.
lost. And this is the contract to set forth
yes.
with it.
Yep.
Is this
yep. Yeah, you were
yeah.
I think sick last week, but it was reported to them, and I actually authored that contract and sent it to Frank. And
is there a time frame to hold?
As soon as possible.
I know, but I'm talking about there's not that much up there to do. I'm wanting to make sure that it gets done. We're not sitting on this project for two more months or something. Is there a time frame in this contract?
On when it needs to be completed by?
Start as soon as possible and completion as soon as possible. And I think they're ready to go.
I think what Danny's asking is there something that holds the
contractor.
The contractor, the electrician, to get it done within a certain amount of time in the contract?
No, I don't think
I've seen a deadline, actual deadline in the contract. He just stated
well,
in there.
I'm not talking about this particular individual that's got this, but there was other contractors that had concerns about getting through the job on a timely manner. And if they, if we don't have something wrote in here that has a completion date, then I don't know unless there's a phone call made or something whether I want to approve the contract.
No.
I think the dollar amount's great.
Have we signed it? I mean, have they signed it yet?
Yeah, we've got
the individuals awarded to?
This is not the contract.
Just add it in there.
Right now.
Just find out and add that to it.
You want to approve it?
I just put it as soon as possible because I thought they were ready to get started. They were ready to get started on the award. And this is a new process for us to have these contracts attached to these one-time purchase type deals. So that's why I put in there as soon as possible for completion.
I don't have any problem.
You can put in there whatever you want. I mean,
what verbiage do you want? Just make the motion contingent upon that verbiage being agreed to.
Contingent on, that'd be no-brainer. July 1st.
No, they won't get them. They won't get it completed. But I'm saying by the
June 15th.
Yeah. Sooner the better. ASAP.
I mean, that type of work would 30 days be reasonable?
Oh yeah. I think so. But if we put something in there like that, then they may wait till the last week to get it done, whereas we could get it completed. I don't know exactly how to word it.
That's right.
Contract language is
well, but as soon as possible, their possible might be
Frank
2 years from
now.
Did he? Okay. Well, Danny, whatever you feel comfortable with.
Project to be completed within 30 days, would that be?
I don't know. I'm not an electrician. I don't know how long it takes to do it.
They don't have this.
We can write that in there initially.
That I'm not an electrician?
But that's fine. I mean, I used to be.
That's why I'm looking at you, Danny. I don't know. You should know how long it takes to do it. Why don't you just go do it?
Yeah. let's go ahead and approve the contract with a dollar amount there, and then we'll add a completion date of 30 days to it, and that'll be in my motion.
So you move to approve the contract contingent upon a 30-day
completion date.
Completion date after it's signed by that party?
Right.
Second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thanks. I'll get with Nikki and make sure that word is put in there.
I'm going to put approve with 30-day completion.
Contingency.
Yeah. Contingent upon a 30-day completion date.
Okay.
And that was with Michelle Electric.
Okay.
You guys discussed that last week, I'm sure, on the opening of the bid.
It was half the amount, I think, of the other bid.
Yeah.
All right. I guess
we'll and both do great work.
I mean. Oh, yeah. I don't have any problem with any of that. It's just
yeah, even the other guy does great work.
So we'll go into recess upstairs.
You can if you want to. We can go in executive now, then go upstairs and recess. Whatever you want to do.
That'll be all right.
Is it time? Yeah, we're past our time.
Motion to go into executive session for section 610.021, subsections 1 and 12, litigation and contracts.
Second.
All in favor?
Danny, aye.
Mike, aye. Motion carries.